USA Radio News.
President Biden says the United States has a vital obligation to defend other NATO countries. Speaking to House Democrats in Philadelphia Friday, the president said, if the U.S. sends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it's the start of a greater conflict.
We respond, it is World War III, but we have a sacred obligation on NATO territory, a sacred obligation, Article 5.
A powerful winter storm blowing into the Northeast is expected to intensify into a bomb cyclone today. Forecasters are warning of damaging winds and blustery snow in the Northeast, some areas could receive more than 12 inches of snow. Passengers on public transportation will have to continue wearing masks at least until April 18th. The Transportation Security Administration extended its security directive for mask use, which had been set to expire next week based on recommendations from the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
President Biden is facing renewed pressure from his own party to stop the use of a Trump-era health rule used to deport most illegal immigrants. It's called Title 42. And Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says it works.
It was clear under the Trump administration Title 42 was extremely effective. And I think it's wrong for the Biden administration to abandon Title 42.
A 23-year-old man allegedly killed his 73-year-old lover, tried to make it look like a suicide, poured cement over his body in a bathtub, and planned to fraudulently take ownership of his car and home in one of Hawaii's most exclusive gated communities, police said in court documents filed Friday. Juan Barone is charged with murder, theft, and identity theft in the death of Gary Ruby, whose decomposing body was excavated by authorities earlier this week from a standalone soaking tub in Ruby's Hawaii Lower Ridge home. U.S. Marshals and Los Angeles police arrested Barone after finding him in a crawl space at the back of a Mexico-bound bus in Anaheim, California. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Federal regulators are paving the way for truly driverless cars. They approved new rules that allow vehicles with self-driving systems to not have manual controls if they meet certain safety requirements. General Motors hopes to have a controlless self-driving vehicle on the road early next year. A new survey reveals that remote work allows more people to move.
Suggests that nearly 19 million Americans plan to move because they can now work remotely. With the COVID-19 pandemic initially forcing many companies to allow employees to work remotely, 9.3% or 18.9 million of respondents in an Upwork survey said they plan to relocate. That is compared to 6.1% in October of 2020. Upwork has said 4.9 million people have already moved since 2020 because of their remote work. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Stocks were down Friday as Wall Street ended the week. Stocks erased early gains after President Biden slapped new sanctions on Russia. News that consumer confidence fell further in March added to fears of a serious economic slowdown. Get ready to change all of your clocks tomorrow for daylight saving time. Clocks will need to spring forward 1 hour across most of the U.S. starting at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Daylight saving time will not be observed in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, or most of Arizona, excluding the Navajo Nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.